very good afternoon to you and welcome back to The Sunny Side. I am Gabriella and this is your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. On this hour, let's talk about the boyfriend who was seen in a viral video flogging his girlfriend over infidelity claims. He claimed that the girlfriend had cheated on him and so he gathered his friends together, got the girlfriend and was giving her a good whooping. I mean, it was a very painful video to watch. I don't think I saw it at the end because I just couldn't handle. But this guy literally got his girlfriend, got his friends together and held her to the ground, undressed her, stripped her half naked and flogged her. Well, the news has it that these boys have been arrested. The Kwara Police State Command confirmed the arrest of the young man who had teamed up with his friends to assault his girlfriend because he claims that she was cheating on him. And according to the story, the boyfriend had invited the girl over to his house. I'm withholding your names for the purpose of this conversation. Invited her to his house where his friends, you know, were present. They held her hands and legs and proceeded to flog her and all of that. I mean, you've seen the video yourself. It's crazy. Can't even deal. But the Kwara State Police Command spokesperson, SP Ajayi Okansomi, he actually said that they have been arrested and they will be paraded. They were to be paraded yesterday. But that's what the police says. Now, this has happened. I've read quite a number of reactions to the story. Many people saying, oh, but she saw the signs. Why did she choose to stay? Or some even say, oh, after this, if the boy comes out of it, she's going to go back to him. You know, some say, oh, it serves her right. She should have seen the signs earlier and left. Others were saying, oh, this is just a relationship. What then would happen in a marriage, etc. But where I actually want us to talk about this from is from the angle of one of the most popular opinions about this story, which is seeing the signs of abuse in the relationship. I am very certain. I don't know. But I'm thinking that could there be a possibility that this was not the first time he was hitting her? Do you see any possibility that this potentially may not have been the first time that he had hit her? It's possible he had hit her before then. Now, maybe it was just a slap. Maybe it was just two slaps. And then he graduated to three slaps. And then one kick. Or one shove. You know? And he just keeps graduating. Why do people ignore signs in an abusive relationship? Why? You know that this guy has anger issues. And so if you sneeze, he's going to land his hands on your face. If you cough, he's going to pick his belt and give you a good whooping. What is that X factor that makes people stay in abusive relationships? It swings both ways. Because I know there are men who actually suffer physical abuse as well in their relationships. But I really want to understand what the catch is in such relationships. Is there a secret ingredient in abusive relationships that makes the victim stay? So when a man or woman hits you the first time, you say, oh, it's the first time, it was a mistake. It happens the second time, you say, oh, it's because of too much love. He loves me so much, that's why he gets so angry. He hits you the third time and maybe breaks your nose in the process. You say, oh, but he said he's sorry. He said he loves me. He will not do it again. He promised not to do it again. I have always wondered about this, and this story just affords us the opportunity to actually talk about it to the letter. What is it? What is that thing inside abusive relationships that make people stay? Why do people ignore the signs when they see them? What are your thoughts on this matter? The numbers to call are 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. That is 0809-030-6416. Good afternoon, you're welcome. Apologies, please do also call back. Keep trying to call out, keep trying to take your calls as they come. We're also streaming live on Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Good afternoon, you're welcome.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Zion.
You're welcome, Mr. Zion.
There is no clear cut of a formula that says that this person is abusive or this relationship is abusive. We are just phantoms of our imagination, and we find that we are tired or we have found someone more better than this person who now has an abusive relationship. No man marries a woman with intention to be beating her or raising his fingers on her. Along the line, the character of the woman actually changed the man. It is out of control. Likewise, the character of the man can also change the attitude of the woman, vice versa, which I don't think I'm in that category to be comparing man and woman like that. The truth is this. For that guy to have carried out that act, he might be so offended. Well, with the action I saw there, that might not be the first time. He may have won back severally, or some incident may have occurred. But we come into a relationship to build a family. We came to a relationship an option to make things better for us. But our character diffused the people. Like a situation I once handled, or I would say yes. This guy only asked for 500 naira from this lady. And this lady abused his father and his mother that, look, I don't have 500 naira to give you. And the guy said, look, I can short you to give you a slap so that you can suck up your mouth. We are in a relationship. I ask you for 500. I do give you thousands of naira. And to those just 500 I'm asking from you, you are abusing my father and my mother. Now, if you want to judge this, will you say this guy is abusive? When you say there is a formula that this is an abusive, more than abusive relationship, another incident of same story again, how this guy was working out to grow the future of this family politically, and people started saying things, what the wife is saying or whatever, oh, you want to use her for rituals, you want to do her this, you want to do her that, and the call that was coming to this guy's phone was like, how could my wife say such a thing? And guess what? The guy was furious. Will you say that guy is abusive in a relationship? So the truth is this. We don't truly understand what is relationship in this part of the world. Most of us go into relationship for diverse reasons. And the ingredients that build relationships, we are not there to make those ingredients work. So when they let me just go and try if it will work or not. We have found someone that will come and pay our bills. We are hungry, we are poor. This guy is working. Oh, this guy has this pack. I want a guy that has this pack. Different funny reasons. But one clear cut, if you found someone that loves and respects you, do everything to sustain that love. Do everything to sustain that respect. Don't take him or her for granted. So for an abusive relationship thing, I would say there is no formula for it. But most of the time, we see the aggressive nature in these people, in their public approach, the way they talk to people, and the way they respond to issues. That is to say that this is not a person I want to build my life with. But if you're already in a marriage with that person, you need to work hard on this person, talk to this person, and advise this person for a possible change. Mr. Zion.
Now, Mr. Zion, I hear you. I hear you, but I disagree, because you can't tell me that it's because the person, my the lady sitting next to me provoked me. That's why I decided to do something I know is wrong. So when you say, oh, when you met her or when you met him, they were not like this, you must have done something to provoke the person. I always disagree. You are solely responsible for your actions. How you choose to respond to issues, to people, is 100% your responsibility. So if someone provokes you, you have two options: to either walk away or to do the wrong thing. So when you choose to do the wrong thing by being physically abusive on that person, mind you, that is a crime. I hope you know that. When you choose to do the wrong thing by being physically abusive on that person, you have chosen. It's a choice you made, not because the person offended you. Life will not serve you what you want at all times. People will offend you. People will upset, provoke you, bring out the worst in you. But you decide how to react. So when people play that card, I always wonder. So because the man provoked you, or because the woman provoked you, you decide to hit them, or you decide to beat them, there is no reason justifiable under the surface of the earth that justifies a man or woman hitting their partner or being physically abusive on their partners. None. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. So that's no excuse. That is absolutely no excuse. When you want to hit a person, when you want to engage in a physical fight, you have two options. You always have two options. We, as people, as individuals, we always have options. Whatever action we take is the choice we have made, not because there was no other way out of that issue or challenge. I just need to emphasize that for clarity purposes. Good afternoon, you're welcome.
Good afternoon.
You're welcome.
How are you? My name is... Yeah, no, I don't think there's a justification for beating a woman. Let's just say the truth. Because before you start beating somebody, it should be somebody you like or somebody you love. So I don't think when somebody is coming to say, yes, I know women can be annoying, and also men can also be annoying.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the Sunny Side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. and let's talk.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
Welcome back to The Conversation. I'm Gabriella. 28 minutes gone past 1 o'clock. We have about 29 minutes approximately for the rest of the conversation. We're talking about why people ignore the signs in an abusive relationship. You see them. You feel it. In case you don't see it, they hit you. You feel the pain when they give you a black eye, you know, or they break your limb. You feel it. But why do people choose not to see, or why do they choose to ignore the signs in an abusive relationship? Look at the case of Osinachi. By the way, according to reports, her body's going to be laid to rest in a couple of days. We pray her soul rest in peace. Amen. But look at that case. She didn't have to die. She really did not have to die. But now she's gone. And there are so many other cases, hundreds of cases in Nigeria, where people, man or woman, just choose to stay. They're beating you all. They're breaking your eye every month, once a month. But you choose to stay. Is it love? Is it something else? Is it a special secret ingredient that we don't, that the world doesn't know of? I don't understand. So help me understand this. Why do people ignore the signs in an abusive relationship, be it a relationship or marriage? Why do they ignore these signs and continue to stay in such relationships? The numbers to call is 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-030-6416. Remember to turn on the volume on your radio when we call, when you call. We're also streaming live on socials, on Facebook and on Twitter. Good afternoon, you're welcome.
Hello, good afternoon, how are you?
You're welcome, go ahead.
Okay, you see, my name is Maz anyway.
All right.
Abusing a woman or beating of a woman is something any man cannot defend. You can always try to control your temper. I'll give you a story. My elder sister, her husband has been beating her for 8 years now.
Mm.
And we as a family kept quiet. Every time I want to, and at a point I called my aunt, I said, the last thing you did was, he sends her away by 10 p.m. at night to go and sleep outside. And she called me that dream is up to her neck.
Mm.
And I called him and said to him, I said, we've been keeping quiet as a family. And the knowledge is going on in a percentage in this case. We cannot allow you to kill my sister. I will report you to relevant authorities.
Mm.
And the next day, I called a lawyer. I called a lawyer where they said they were inside. And I said, they got something, go to my sister's place, take out the police station, make a case, then let them bring the matter or consult the matter. But sometimes the problem is also the female listener. You can have this like, you use too much talk and love. Imagine I wanted to take out the matter, my sister started begging again. Say, okay, let us give him a time to change this. I said, this man might change. The master will hear now that they are dead. So no man is justified why you should be beating a woman because you are talk. I know you have this, you don't know how to talk. You can say, if you start looking at female math, you can do anything. At the end of the day, even we still blending, even in public, or we are driving, you hit a woman at the problem.
Mm.
So I think me as the man should act as a father, should act as the man by just trying to control our anger. That is the only way you can know that you are qualified to get married. Secondly, if you know you don't love a lady, the people go to friendship because they remind this girl that the father has money, or the brother has money, or the brother is working in one big oil company or whatever.
Mm.
The guy might not know, but she wouldn't know that this guy has money for her. When do we start this dating? When the boy is not getting anything, we not bring that in his sister. Because you can't tell because of that money. Or when a woman is after taking her back, she looks very okay. Thank you. And when you're acting as chairman just night, maybe you have something with her. And you might mean you're not used to her, you don't see her, don't value her again.
Mm.
Now you want her out, you don't want her back, but you have to say why you are looking for her. All the love you proclaim, all the things you say, you say, they are all fake.
Mm.
So for me, as a man, I think we should start going for somebody we love. Because if I love myself, I don't want to be sick. I don't want to hurt myself. I don't want to get accident. I don't want someone to beat me. So the same thing I should transfer to the woman I love. Because a woman is better than I get the time you see her. You want me to see the way you see her, you saw her when you met her, when she was attractive. So what really you see is all these things. Some are going for money. Some are going because the girl works in a very big place. Some are going because she's beautiful. You want to, you will see, he's not the one to grab the girl so that the woman will not take the girl. Some are going because she's got the car. So, do you know some most girls in Papa Kona go to hotel and they'll just take their car. Looking for girls with cars on during the lunch. Some of those girls have seen maybe, they don't know them before they just any said no. So you might find the difference for a gold digger.
Mm.
And when once you have the man start working, you start acting like a tiger. I start to see a lot of ladies have died. And our ladies too, they should also look at somebody they want to be. Before you start acting very, very well, this is a good thing. But you look at somebody else, he sounds somewhere, this guy is strong, everything. I'm telling you, most of these men, my son, are the ones that beat me and break their heart. And even kill them. A lot of guys, they don't even know their case.
unless maybe this internet and digital media today is even helping us to know, like this is somebody calling somebody, you don't manage her, you don't know Peter, you don't even have the power. Which he was asking, telling me, you are begging her, oh, I'll do everything. He's just accepting. You see what she told you that? I am in a relationship. Anytime you hear a woman say, don't, and you don't another man, and the day is asking you out. If you keep that guy, you know that, that guy will say that, that guy will also give another man number when you take it out.
All right.
But if you're not in that process, I think it's happening. So for me, I think both man and woman, a man's side, both a woman you love. A woman's side, be careful who you want to date or you want to marry, because I love a glass with Angel. My name is Mar. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts. We've got Anayeli on the line. Sadly, I lost his call. Please do also call back. Good afternoon, Michael. You're welcome.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
So, yeah. This is my first time calling.
Amazing. You're welcome.
Yeah. So I'm really enjoying your topic this morning. And I will tell you two things that I know that is responsible for this. Is one, low self-esteem on the side of the woman.
Of the victim, you
and
mean?
And culture. The reason why I say this is because, yes, I mean the victim. I grew up in a very abusive home where I witnessed my father doing a lot of nasty things to my mother.
Mm.
And unfortunately, my brother also grew up and we all got married.
Mm.
My brother has been married twice. And all through these marriages, I've been very abusive. And this is because he learned all this from my... He saw all this going on with my father.
Mm.
Now, for this women to remain in that relationship... One, they feel little that they cannot see any other person outside of this marriage or that relationship. And number two, they are thinking about what will the society say.
Mm.
As a person, I have been in a relationship where the woman has been very annoying. But what do? I walk away from that scenario because... Mm. Anger will push you into doing terrible things, which you will never regret. But most men do not think about this. They go the other way and use anger to respond. And at the end of the day, they cause damages that are not repairable. Recently, I have a friend who works in a bank who is not really happy in her marriage.
Mm.
And I asked her, why are you still in that marriage? She said because of her children.
Hmm.
And I said, how about if you die in the process? What will you still think about those children?
Hmm.
You should always think about yourself first. He said, well, our parents would say this, our parents would say that. I was like, your parents are not sharing your misery right now.
Hmm.
They are not sharing your pain. You are the one feeling it. This man beats you up, does a lot of nasty things to you, and you still stay in there. I told her, no, there's no extent of crime you commit that will allow a man to put his hands on you.
Mm.
Always walk away. You should always think about yourself first.
Mm.
Or she's still in that relationship. Wow. And come to find out, the only reason why she has not been able to walk away is because... She doesn't have the finances to rent her own place.
Oh.
And two, she doesn't know how to handle the situation of separating from her kids and living away from them. So there are a lot of variables that come into play when it comes to this. And thirdly, the country, Nigeria, doesn't have laws protecting women. We are still way behind and we need to enact some laws that's going to help women come out from these relationships and save them.
Mm.
Here in the United States, they've gone a long way.
Thank
that's
you.
Just my own two cents about what I noticed in that situation.
Michael, thank you so much.
I watched that video. It was very annoying. And the girl is a very good-looking lady who could meet any man out there that was going to value her for who she is. Not this nasty human being who belittle you and... I don't know. No man has the right. No matter what the woman does, no man has the right in this earth to touch a woman. And if that was my daughter, he did that too. He would see the other side of me.
Michael, thank you so much for your thoughts. Honestly, I mean, you've raised a lot of interesting points. I mean, there is such a thing as low self-esteem, which is why I think a lot of people, either the man or the woman, find themselves in such situations in the first place, you know. And there's something someone told me many years ago, and I mean, just listening to Michael speak, it just began to resonate with me. Maybe that is even true. The person used to tell me that like minds attract. So, for example, if someone, a man who has low self-esteem or inferiority complex, is more likely to attract the kind of lady that would abuse it. I can't remember how exactly he put it, but something along those lines. A woman who has low self-esteem is more likely to attract a man that will not value her or that would abuse her, you know, something along those lines. And I'm just beginning to wonder, could that possibly be true? Because you find that, I mean, think about it. Why is it that people with low self-esteem never end up with the men that would eulogize them, the men that would adore them, that would help them heal, help them grow out of such, from such dark pits of inferiority complex? They always end up with the men who would abuse them, you know, take advantage of them, not value them, not appreciate them. I don't know why that is. So that's what I'm thinking. Maybe there's just some truth in that analogy that, you know, just maybe you attract that to yourself. But you mentioned quite a lot of things that I think are so important, Michael. Thank you so much for that once again. Let's speak to Solomon. Good afternoon, Solomon. Oh, dear. Solomon, please do all to call back. We'll get to WhatsApp shortly. We have quite the number of comments there. We have about 15 minutes. Remember, we're still streaming on Facebook and Twitter. On Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3PH. On Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. On Facebook, Treasure Okezie says, I think it's lost. I can remember defending my sister over the husband beating her. I ended up becoming their enemy after the incident. The worst was that she even refused to follow me home while the issue was on. that's what I'm asking. Maybe there is a secret that's inside this thing that we don't know. Maybe. You know? And that's why I think, you know, the things that Michael mentioned are so true. Yes, we do not have laws that protect women in Nigeria as compared to senior crimes. We don't have that in Nigeria. So when a woman is separated from her husband, there is a stigma. Oh, she couldn't even stay in her husband's house. Oh, her marriage did not work. Oh, she's not woman enough. You know, all kinds of tags are placed on the woman. You know, so we don't have laws that actually protect women. That's one. Two, Michael was so right in saying that many times you find those women who do not leave because they say, oh, how would I cope? How will I take care of the children by myself? The man is the breadwinner. So if you leave now, how are you going to feed the children? How are you going to care for them? Pay their school fees? How are you going to care for yourself? What's going to happen to your business? What's going to happen to your lifestyle? You know, and you just say, let me manage. And this one, I totally hate this statement, but this is what they say. At least now, I mean, there are people who are having it worse than I'm having. After all, there are men that don't even come home at all. At least it's coming home. There are men that beat their wives and break their bones and land them in the hospital. At least it's just slap that he's slapping me. At least there are men that carry all the girls in the world and bring to the house. At least he's not bringing the girls home. At least I'm not seeing them. I hate that statement so much. What I hear whenever anyone says that, I hear you saying, let's settle for the barest minimum because people are having it worse. That is just a very annoying statement to make and a very degrading one as well, you know. But that's something that people say. So maybe this is just a Now, we say women, but I always want to strike the balance because I know there are men who also suffer abuse. Let's not even play. There are men whose wives are abusive physically, emotionally, psychologically, verbally, you name it. And they suffer the depression, they suffer the fear, the anxiety that the women who suffer abuse also experience. You know, but it's more for the women because according to, you know, statistics, that's what it counts. So does this mean that women should, the women who have found themselves in such positions, who have found themselves in such abusive relationships, ought to get independent? You know, I think everyone just needs to be financially independent, be you a man or woman, so that you're not making decisions because you're dependent on a person or because you're dependent on, you're wondering, oh, what will happen to me tomorrow? You know, it's just a lot to deal with. Chukwudi is calling from GRA. Good afternoon, Chukwudi. You're welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Go ahead.
What? Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Chukwudi. I can hear you.
You are hearing me?
Loud and clear. Go ahead.
All right. What I have to say concerning this is that it is not as easy as you are seeing it, though. Marriage is a very, very serious institution and serious business. Nobody, both the male and the female, nobody is thinking of, say, tomorrow we can divorce. That is why before somebody got married, we will check well.
Mm.
Even in the olden days, the families will ask questions, you know. So, because it's an everlasting something. Because anything divorced is being very wicked and very, very evil. Marriage, after marriage, no more, nothing like love between you and your husband. It's the love of the children will take over.
Hmm.
So, anything is taken about divorce because of this or the other, is the last. Fine. So, whenever somebody got married, whether you're a man or a woman, and children came up, the children have bind the covenant forever.
Hmm.
No matter what.
Oh, dear. Chukwudi, I really wanted to hear the last of what you had to say. If you can, please do also call back. I would like to really understand. Oluchi Aja says, how about when women lack respect and also beat the man? I think I already established that balance. I did mention a while ago that even men suffer that. Susie Ikeagu says, because sometimes those signs are driving, I'm sure you meant to say are driven by the wrong perception as a result of past experiences, with hope that change is constant. Constant key. Felix Jamieson says, very simple, inferiority complex. Thank you, Felix, for your thoughts. That's all on Facebook. Let's see what's going on WhatsApp.
And opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk. Different ideologies
and different perspectives.
Share your views on the Sunny Side.
The Sunny Side.
92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
Welcome back to the conversation. We have about 9 minutes left on the clock on WhatsApp. This says, reason to stay in an abusive relationship is greed for money and material gifts. She will not want to lose what she gets from him. What about those that do not have money? Don't play, oh. There are people who stay in abusive relationships that don't have money. So it's not like he's giving you money or taking care of your needs, but, you know, you need chop bits in on a steady, you know. Newton Akari says, good day, Gabby. I'm a believer in only weak men hit women. I believe that any man who is capable of hurting one strand of woman's hair is capable of murder. Even a threat to slap is as good as the slap itself. One reason why people stay in abusive relationships is insecurity. They are scared that they may not find love again. Nothing could be further from the truth. Love happens to those who wait. It's better to call off a relationship than to cut off a life. Both sexes. Newton, thank you so much for your thoughts. Williams from Room Illumini says, the simple truth is that shawarma, pepper soup, ice cream and iPhone will not let them see the dangers in an abusive relationship. Come on. Jessica says, good afternoon, Gabby. Happy rainy Wednesday. I bet to see the said guy's reaction if the same action is being taken on his sister. What's so big to correct people's mistake with love? All right, so I got Chukudi back on the line. Good afternoon, Chukudi. You're welcome back. Hello?
The marriage issue is not as easy as you are seeing it.
Okay.
You understand me? Mm. No marriage is so honey like that, so sweet. But what I want to tell you is that a broken home is the worst decision. That's why you see many of these children that were brought up in abroad, they are misbehaving somehow because most of them, majority of them, did not grow up with their parents. You know what is happening in abroad, small time they will divorce, this one will go his way, the woman will go with the children. And the woman cannot look after children. Not in terms of financial aspect, but at least there is a manly something. That, like in my house now, my children fear me, that their mother. Do you understand me? If they see me now, they are misbehaving, they will just take position. But once their mother is around, they are free to mess up, do any other thing. So marriage is something that no matter what your wife do, you cannot divorce her and go and bring another woman.
So in essence, what are you saying?
That woman you're bringing can kill your children.
So in essence, Chukudi, what are you saying? You're saying that people should stay in abusive relationships because divorce is bad.
First and foremost, people should be very careful before they get married. All the things you are seeing is just because mostly women are desperate. They will love men that don't love them in doing the courtship. You see a man like this, you feel that, you know, they say all that glitters is not gold. Women these days like somebody that is doing well. And you don't know that the guy is not doing well because guys can even be flaming things. You understand me? Mm. So you should be very careful before you get into it. It is not boyfriend and girlfriend. This is an issue of everlasting something, forever. So you must be very careful. Once you enter, you see the problem coming. You must find a way to be accommodating it. There's nothing else you can do. Unless you want your children to be vagabonds.
I'm sorry, Chukudi. This is radio. You can't use such language. And I try to see your point, but I agree with you, yes, when you say, yeah, people should be careful. Look before you leap, before you enter a relationship or a marriage. But when you find yourself in that situation, you're saying stay there and manage because divorce is bad or because you don't want your children to turn out. Look, nothing, no life situation defines the future of any child. I've seen people who come out of broken homes make the best out of their lives and are the best people. Even better than those whose parents were not even separated, have better character than those whose parents were not separated. No life situation defines the quality of human any child becomes in the future. None. We keep ourselves in that box because of whatever influence we have chosen to stay accustomed to, you know. I mean, it's a great thing for your children to respect you, you know, to reverence you. But, you know, I do hope they do not fear you from a bad place. I hope they can relate to you as your father and not just as the figure in the home. You know, there's a thin line between that. But thank you, Chukudi, regardless, for sharing your thoughts. Let's see. On WhatsApp, Andy says, you are emphasizing the beating and forgetting the adulterous behavior. Which married man will make a woman a cup of tea after that act? In the remaining days of her living life, she will think three times before greasing another man's bed. Andy, we do not support, not promote any form of violence nor abuse. And if you think that the right thing to do is to endorse such a behavior, or you think that when your wife cheats, the right thing to do is to flog her, I hope you can take that pill when the tables are turned. I hope you can watch your sister stripped naked when that table is turned. And I hope you're talking from a righteous point of view, because you know why I'm asking. Nothing should justify physical abuse on a man or on a woman. Nothing. The number of times that you have cheated, has anybody picked a whip and flogged you? Or paraded you down the street, or taken you to the market square naked because you cheated? Nothing is justifiable to tamper with another person's fundamental human rights. Nothing. Esther Etim says, people stay in abusive relationships, situationships, because they're not ready to choose themselves. That's why they put a church, gifts, society, what people would say before themselves. We can talk till we're blue in the face, but it's only a person that's ready to put themselves first that would leave an abuser, whether male or female. After the case of Titi Layo Orowolo, some people were still sitting in abusive situationships because they have conspired to put themselves last. Abusers abuse because they want to and they believe they will get away with it. Some people are just careless with their lives, their future, and for those that believe they are called by God, by calling, their callings or ministries. For anyone who's listening to this and you believe you have the calling of God on your life, stop dating and marrying for money or out of emotion. Ask that God you say you serve to show you the spouse he created for you, whose head is correct. Else, with all your gifts, calling, anointing, you will enter the wrong hands and leave miserable, die needlessly, and leave your children without a parent, like Osinachi did, and heaven will not fall. Esther Etim, thank you for your thoughts there. Hello, Gabby. Kingsley from Abbas says, most women stay in abusive relationships because they have no one to support them and their children financially. Fear of criticism by family members and friends is another reason. Another reason could be love. Mr. Lord says, the reason why people ignore warning signs are numerous, some of which are love, I love him, hoping that the person would change, fear of losing the person, fear of starting all over, etc. Onyeka Anthony says, any man who has the fear of God in him cannot raise his hands on a woman. That's why it's very important for as a woman to be with a man who has a fear of God. It only takes the fear of God. Sadly, I can't take all your messages, but thank you so much for sharing your thoughts and for joining the conversation on social media.